Then we used to have storm drains in Los Angeles too. And we'd get in the storm drains, they were on a slope.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we'd get up, we'd see rabbits had fallen and things, and we'd see them down there, and we'd get up way above them and start running.
Yeah.
And gee, we'd just be going lickety split, just all we could do. We'd come by these things and we'd reach down and make a grab for their ears.
Did you catch them?
Not very often.
You know, but that rabbit.
We could catch up with them.
If you ever catch a rabbit by the ear, you'll sure scratch.
Yeah.
You got to get those hold of those hind feet too.
Yeah. Well, these were little brush rabbits. They were only about that long.
Well.
Little fellows. If you saw a fellow out with a horse, and the horse went up in the air and a big cloud of dust, and then the fellow was down on the ground, what would you say happened?
His horse threw him.
His horse threw him and he
was thrown from his horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were mentioning in the evening you go put some chicken feed out for the chickens,
yeah,
and things like that. When do you do this?
Well, right.
If you're downtown and you have to get home to do this, you say, I have to get home because it's...
I have to feed the chickens. Feeding time, time to do the chores.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to call it, chores.
Boy, they are too, aren't they?
Yeah.
If somebody said, is it far from here down to the school down there, you'd say, no, it's just a...
short distance.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody said, is it far from here to Stillwater, you'd say, yes, it's a...
quite a ways. I'd say it's quite a ways.
And you know, it's amazing how distances are short, even in the last 20 years, isn't it?
I can remember when Teddy Roosevelt was here as a Rough Rider, before he ever run for president.
Uh-huh.
And we drove in the buggy to see him. I was 8-year-old girl up to Oklahoma City.
Oh boy.
We drove in the buggy.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Yeah, I remember how he looked. He had a long mustache, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a horse, a black horse, such a beautiful black horse with such a fine saddle on.
Mm-hmm.
It's all hand carved, you know, that saddle was.
That was a mark of distinction, your saddle, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was the Western mark, I guess.
Teddy Roosevelt. He was a Rough Rider at those days.
Yeah.
I can remember that as well as anything.
Mm-hmm.
A small child. I rode with my neighbor. My parents went in their buggy, and I rode with Mr. and Ms. Cram, a neighbor that was right south of us.
Is that 25 miles up there?
Yes, 25 miles.
Did you
get up?
We
left about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh boy.
Yes, and got up there and took a lunch with us, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got to see the parade.
Did you camp? Or?
Yeah, we went to the livery stable and
uh-huh.
put up our team, you know.
Uh-huh.
Had livery stables in those days.
Uh-huh. Where'd you spend the night?
Well, we came on back home by moonlight.
Oh boy, I bet you got home about 4 o'clock.
Yes, pretty,
too,
yes.
You?
After the parade, we came on back, ate lunch and came on back home. Went to the wagon yard and eat lunch.
Man, that was a real trip, 50
yeah,
miles
was,
in one
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, if we are going someplace and somebody says, or if I say, who's going, you would say,
I'd say we were going.
We, that means who?
Well, I'd say you and I are here.
Uh-huh. Not one of us, but...
both of us are going.
Uh-huh. If we have a secret, we'll say, now this secret is just between...
Between us, you and me.
Uh-huh.
You and I. It's just between us.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's got something there that's for you and a fellow over there, you'll say, well, this is for